You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Metzora, and in our Parsha, we have the following pasuk. The Torah tells us in chapter 15, verse 25, V'isha ki yazu v'zoiv doma yamim rabim. There's a halacha that if a woman has blood coming out of her, flowing out of her, for a number of days. It says, the language is many days. And we're going to see what the idea of many days is. But if she has, it seems to be non-menstrual blood, some kind of unusual blood that comes out, but it comes out in a way which is unusual. And it comes out for a number of days. So the halacha is that she needs to get to a point where the blood stops, and then she needs to do a bedika, she needs to check herself to make sure that the blood has stopped, and then she needs to sit 7 days, seven clean days. Anyone who's married should be familiar with this idea of the seven clean days, which we do till this very day. This is what it says in the Torah. So there's a whole amazing, beautiful medrash which I'm going to share with you, but I'd like to explain, before we get into the medrash, which seems to be unconnected, I'd like to explain what is the idea here, the concept of yamim rabim. The medrash is going to explain this, but it takes till the end of the medrash to explain it, but I'd like to give us a heads up on it. Yamim rabim, what is the idea of many days? What is the idea that when it comes to this impurity that the woman experiences, that it has an aspect of many days? So the Medrash is going to tell us, we're going to see how it applies to a woman, but also how it applies to the Jewish people as we wait many days in our gullus, in our exile. The idea of many days is that when a woman has this experience, so she is separated from her husband, she's not allowed to be together with him, they're not allowed to touch. There are many halachas that surround this concept. And when a person is unable to be in that relationship, the most important relationship that a person has between themselves and their spouse, when that relationship is in a state of distance, which is what the word nida means that she's at a distance. So when that's the case, there's a tremendous amount of pain. There's a pain of separation, there's a pain of distance. And that's called yamim rabim. So even though if you count the days, it ends up being just about 11 days, or 10 or 11 days. So, but the fact that there is this pain of separation, it's called yamim rabim. It's called many days. Even a few days are many days when we don't have the relationship or we don't have the connection that we'd like to have. Now let's see how this applies in a number of different instances. The measure is just so beautiful, so touching. I was so moved by it. I hope that you will be as well. So stay with me till the end. The pasuk says in Devar Hayamim Beis, chapter 15, verse 3, it says, there will be many days that the Jewish people, the people of Israel, will be disconnected from the God of truth. They will be disconnected from a teacher, a Kohen, a priest who guides them, and they will be without Torah. They will be without their connection to Torah will be very disconnected. It will be not connected. So the pasuk says about this yamim rabim, many days. So we can look in hindsight and see that indeed it's been many days, it's been 2,000 years since we had a Beis Hamikdash, since we had a temple, since we had a Kohen, a priest, since we had the Mitzia in Tetzei Torah, right? The Torah comes out of the Holy Temple, out of Har HaBayis, out of the Beis Hamikdash. So we don't have that full connection. We have been connected, the Torah has kept us alive throughout the Golus, but still the connection is not the same. Uminis Naba Pasuk Hazeh, so but besides for the fact that indeed it's been many literal days, we're going to see that many days doesn't just indicate, as we said, it doesn't just indicate a lot of days, a long time, but it indicates the depth of the pain that's experienced during that time of separation. Uminas naba apostle kaze, Azariah ben Oded Hanavi, Who was the prophet who said this verse? It was Azariah, the son of Oded, the prophet. Amar Asidin Yom Lavali Yisrael Uloyla Ke'emes She'emidus Hadin Nasa Ba'olam. What does it mean when it says that the Jewish people will be disconnected from the God of truth? Why is Hashem referred to as the God of truth? The God of truth indicates Hashem's Midas Hadin, His divine justice. There will be a long time, and this is painful, right? Let's understand, each of these descriptions are descriptions of something which is painful. There's going to be a long time where we don't see Hashem's divine justice. The Jewish people were trying to serve God. The Jewish people, we have come back to our land. There are aggressors that surround us, and why are we being singled out for defending ourselves? Right? But there's a lack of justice in the world. God is not showing His divine justice. We will be. The Navi was telling us, and this is in the time of the First Temple, or before that perhaps. I'm not exactly sure when Azariah ben Oded HaNavi was, but it's in Divrei HaYamim Beis. It's probably during the First Temple. So there'll be a time when we don't have a high priest. The Jewish people had high priests throughout the First Temple, throughout the Second Temple. But there'll be a time when we don't have that. There'll be a time that the Sanhedrin, the greatest body, 70 plus 1, great sages of the Torah, who guide the entire Jewish people, who paskin, who give us, tell us what the will of Hashem is, we'll be missing that guidance, that leadership. Kevin Sheshama Oysa Adar came, when that generation heard this, Rafu Yudem, they felt weak. Yotze Sabas Kalvamra Chazak Chizaku Yadayim Rafois. A voice from heaven came out and said, strengthen your weak hands. Right, that's the Pasuk. It's the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3, which we're going to now expand on. Rav Yudin v'Rav Pinchas, Rav Yudin Omer, Chazki Yadayim Rafois. Yadayim She'nirin Kilu Rafois, those hands that seem to be very weak. Uverkayim Kishlois Ametsu. And the thighs, right? The knees that feel like they're tripping. Strengthen them. Shehim nirais ki'ilu kaishlois. Before Shemir explain that we are the ones who give power to Hashem. When we use our hands to do a mitzvah, you wrap tefillin, right? Or you light candles, Shabbos candles. When we do a mitzvah, we use our hands, we are giving power to Hashem. Tenu oizel lekim. So it's brought here. And when we bow to Hashem and we daven, we pray, We're admitting Hashem is in our lives. Hashem is the one who we wish to honor, the one who we understand everything comes from Him. But when our hands are weak, when our knees are weak, our knees are buckling, it means that we as the Jewish people are not fulfilling our purpose completely. And the result is that Hashem is not manifesting in the world as much as He would like to. So the first understanding is that we've weakened God, as it were. The second understanding is that we became weak because we have sinned. It's really two sides of the same coin. But Hashem says, don't be fearful. There will come a time where you will be separated from me, where you will go into Gullus, you'll go into exile, you'll be weakened in your connection to me, and in your connection to Torah, in your connection to Avodah. But don't worry, strengthen yourself. Be strong, you're going to get through this. Imru l'nimahare lev. The Pasuk in Isaiah continues and says, speak to those who are nimahare lev, which could mean a lashon of hear or thinking, those who are thinking in their hearts. It could also mean a lashon of maher, of being quick in their hearts. What does it mean? Rav Hoshea Rabba Omar lemefagri libo shenemar yemaharu chaymasa. It means not just those who are quick in their thoughts, or it could mean quick, but quick and they trip. They're brokenhearted. They are brokenhearted. When we realize that we're separate from Hashem, we're far from God. When we realize that we're not serving God properly, that we're not doing the mitzvahs as we should, we become brokenhearted. Who else is brokenhearted, says Rabbi Shubin Levi. Another understanding, Rabbi Shubin Levi, Omar Kegayin Elu Shein Doich Ginas Haketz. There's a Nimhare Lev. There are people out there, I'm proud to include myself in this, that wish, they're waiting, they're pushing for Mashiach to come, the Messiah to arrive. Whenever you see a sign, it's like, oh, there's Mashiach. Oh, there's Mashiach. It's about to happen. God's salvation is about to occur. That's how they think. That's how they feel. And as they're pushing for it, they sometimes trip. It doesn't work out that way. The thing, they thought it was going to be Mashiach. They thought in 2005 it would be Mashiach. They thought in 2009, 2012, 2016, 2024. And so many times they were disappointed. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be disappointed. Where do we see that it can mean that? Vatamar, Shenemar, Vatamar, Vatayr Kado. The Pasuk says, by Rivka Imenu, when she saw Eliezer, and she wanted to, she was a Zriza, she did it too fast. She took her kad, her jug, she took it down, but she did it quickly, hastily. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Hey, chapter 35 of Isaiah, verse 4, Chizku al tiro, strengthen yourselves, don't be afraid. Because the people of Israel said, Hoysa li dimasi lechem yom v'loilo. My tears, I had tears. That was my bread. My tears were coming down my face day and night. That they said to me, my enemy said to me, where's your God? Right? What do the Iranians care? Why are they shooting at us? Why do they have all these proxies to try to destroy us? Why do they have a day called Al-Quds Day, Jerusalem Day? It's not, Al-Quds means the HaKadosh, HaMakom HaKadosh, which is based on Mikdash. Why do they care? Because they say that they replaced us. The Muslims say that they replaced us being the chosen people. The Christians, why did they for thousands of years try to kill us and destroy us? Because they say that they replaced us. And in doing so, they say, God doesn't care about you anymore. God has forsaken you. Yotzei Sabas kol v'yomra lehen. Don't be afraid. Hinei lekechem nokam yavoi. The voice comes out from heaven and says, here is your God. The vengeance will come. Right? Remember we said that God is the God of truth. We're going to be disconnected from the God of truth, the God of justice. We won't see God. We won't see the truth until the end. That vengeance, that justice will come. Mishu asa l'shalem gemulon shalom asaylam. The God who is going to mete out vengeance to the nations of the world. Gemula l'kim hu yavoy v'yashiachem. That very same God who is going to give that which is deserved to those who deserve it, to the nations of the world, who for so long said that they replaced us and because of that, they hurt us, they killed us, they murdered us, they gassed us. Hashem says, when I bring out my judgment on them, I'm going to save you. Part of it is I'm going to save you. V'yomim rabim liYisrael. V'chiyomim rabim ha'yin. Now we come back and we say, look, so we have this amazing statement by the Navi. We have this sense of loss. We have the sense of distance. We have the sense of disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God. But nevertheless, the Torah tells us, don't worry. Don't be afraid. The prophet promises us in the end, there will be justice, and in the end, there will be good. And by the way, I know I didn't start off saying this, but we're right before Pesach, right? We're right before Passover. It's the time of Geulah. It's the time of redemption. So this is very important for us to know. Why are we always talking about redemption every single year? Pesach comes really every single day. We talk about it, right? We mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. It's to remind us, never give up. Strengthen yourself. There was an Exodus. There was a Geulah, a redemption 3,300 years ago. There is another redemption with the Purim story. There's going to be a final redemption. Have no fear. The Jewish people in the land of Israel, need not fear. We are where we're supposed to be. We don't have to be afraid of our enemies. Kadosh Baruch Hu, God, 99% of those drones and ballistic missiles were shot out of the sky, destroyed. It's an incredible miracle. It's not statistically possible. Huge miracle. Hashem promises us, you can expect miracles. Now we're coming back to the point which I made earlier. It says it will be many days. Was it so long? Was it really so long? I think about it. Between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, certainly wasn't so long. It was 70 years compared to our 2,000 year Golus, to this exile for 2,000 years. But V'yamim Rahu, why does it say this language of so long? The point of so long, El Al Yidei Shal Yoyomim Shal Tzar HaYakari Yosin Rabim. Since it was a time of difficulty, of pain, of separation, Yomim Rabim, we're about to prove that Yomim Rabim doesn't have to literally mean a lot of days. It feels like a long time. The woman is forbidden from her husband for 11 days. I mean, 12 days. How long is it? Such a long time. It's painful. It's a painful time. It's a difficult time. It feels like a long time. And one of the Mefarshim points out that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, it's here in the Yetzir Yosef, Samchenu kimaisi nisanu, shnais ra'inu ra'a. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, the 90th chapter of Psalms, it says, cause us to rejoice like the amount of days, or at least the amount of days that we had pain, the years that we saw so much difficulty, so much bad. When we see this separation, it feels like such a long time. It is a literal long time, but not only for us has it been a long time, it's been a painful, difficult, terrible time. And Hashem will reverse this. There will be, according to how much pain there was and how difficult and how far and how separated, there's going to be a huge renewal of connection with the Geula, with the redemption. The Chavasa, we find this to be true. Pasuk refers to many days that passed, and God revealed Himself to Elijah the prophet. It was a year and a half, this long time, these many days. It was a time that, I'm not exactly sure, I didn't look inside of the Makaris in the original source here, but I'm assuming that there was a time of separation. There was a time of disconnection from Hashem. And after 18 months, the connection was brought back. Hashem reconnected, revealed Himself to Eliyahu HaNavi, to Elijah the prophet. A year and a half, is that called a long time? When you're in pain, it's a long time. When you're disconnected from God, it's a long time. Pasuk says in Shemais, Vayhi Bayamim HaRavim Mahem, Pasuk refers to the fact that the Jewish people, here we are about to experience the Exodus again. It was so many days. We were in Gullus, we were in exile for so long. Ki Rabim Hayu, was it really so long? Ela Al Yidei Shayu Yomim Shel Tzar. We see again, when we are in Gullus, when we are in exile, which really means we don't see God in our lives. It's unfair. Why are we becoming slaves? Why are we enslaved to Egypt? What did we do wrong? How do you take a whole nation and make them into slaves? 1.5 million people. It was a difficult time. What a terrible time it was. Such a disconnect from God. Such a disconnect from who we're supposed to be. He came into Egypt with great honor. Yosef HaTzadik was second in command. The brothers, Paro wanted to honor them as well. We find, we just read in Megillas Esther, that there was a 180-day party. It was Yomim Rabim there, it says as well. Was it so many days? 180 days is not a long time. It's half a year. It's a long time. Same thing. It was painful because Achashverosh takes out the holy kelim, the vessels from the Beis HaMikdash. The Jewish people see our vessels on display being used for the most disgusting party. Kol davar us, every forbidden thing is going on there. And the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are being used. What a terrible party. It just represented the fact that Ahasuerus thought that God had forsaken the Jewish people. It was Yamim Rabim. It was a terrible time. So now the Medrash finally says explicitly what we said at the beginning. And that is that when it comes to a woman who has a flow, so, and we're not talking about a regular menstrual flow, but some kind of other flow. So, it happens for many days. What does it mean, Yomim Rabim? It means 2-3 days. So, that's a long time. Rabbi Simloi says that this woman has a great experience of pain. Besides for the simple physical pain of this kind of flow, right, what happens? She ends up counting not just those 3 days, she has to count 7 clean days. She has to go through a whole process, which Bezrat Hashem, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people keeps until this time. So there's a whole process, and she's separated, and she's called a nida. What does the word nida mean? It means a language of nidui. She's like off on her own. She's separated. She's impure. She's distant from her husband. Here's the kicker. Here's the bottom line. He says like this, that if a woman who's distanced from her husband 2-3 days and then 7 clean days, she's called a nida, she's called someone who's in quarantine. We have been separated from the house of our life, from the Beis HaMikdash, from the house, the holy Beis HaMikdash, the temple, the house of our splendor. So many days, so many years, so many end times have passed, so many Iburim, so many Ibur years, which we spoke about in the Mashiach 17 podcast. So many Ibur years, so many, the Ibur moves it forward every time we have a leap year. It's moving forward, but we haven't gotten there yet. We're so distant, we're so far, we're so Beis HaMikdash, it's calling out. V'sitayinu b'gvuleinu, v'sham nasi l'fanechas karmenes chaviseinu. We say in Musaf, plant us in our boundaries, the boundaries of our country, and let us be able to bring our karbonis, our sacrifices. We have Eretz Yisrael, but we don't have the pinnacle, the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. It's Yishmaelim Shualim Hilchuvo. So how much pain is there? How difficult is it? How much pain is there? Amazing. Says the Pasuk to us and reminds us, Chizku v'yamtzu, don't worry. Strengthen yourselves. The Geula is coming. The redemption is about to happen. The justice, the ultimate, Hashem is going to reveal himself as the God of truth. All the lies will fall. All of the lies of the nations of the world will end. And as the lies of the world end, Hashem promises, Gemul Elikim Hu Yavoi V'Yashiachem. The one who brings God, the God of justice, Elikim, who brings out the just payment, will also come and save us. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. That we should merit to see the Geula described here. We should merit to feel the end of this incredible pain of separation from God and separation from truth and separation from true leaders and separation from Torah. Hashem should help us. That we should experience with our own eyes the coming of Mashiach, of the Geula Shalema, the complete redemption of the Jewish people, the revelation of the truth. The revelation of who is indeed the chosen of Hashem. We should be merit to see that and to feel that and experience that and have a wonderful Pesach, Chag Pesach Kosher V'Sameach. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.